Hey folks, Deej here. In case you clicked on the wrong episode, you really want to catch up before this one. This kicks off the series finale of Moonbase Theta Out. 5 years, 4 seasons and 2 miniseries, a storyline even I couldn't predict or really control. It all comes together from here. The story won't finish today. There's a second part, and then an epilogue, and then some bonus episodes. But you are damn close. So fasten your seatbelts, make sure you're well hydrated, and away we go.
Moonbase Theta Out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 18, The Voice, Part 1.
And that's where we'll insert a clip. Neaf, which song should we use?
Anything you'd like. I'm fond of Najm Sirri, that's Secret Star, File 3. That's got a feisty little lick in the bridge.
We'll look for the feisty little lick. Now, we're speaking from your apartment, which you've transformed into a combination studio, recording space, rehearsal hall.
Not that unusual, I don't think.
But not only for yourself. You host students, other professionals like yourself, community groups rehearse in your... Well, really, your bedroom.
We use the locations we can. There used to be a more established space, but it was, taken.
This would have been one of Jerusalem Enclave's expansions, pushing further into the occupied territories.
Oh, we were still well beyond the wall. But when they look out, and they are always looking, if something too bright, too successful catches their eye, well, it's easy to become a target.
And if they can't buy it, they want to shut it down.
I think you have some experience there. We have to find a way to keep our voice, our song, because they don't want it. Because they can't own it. Because they want to be everything that we put into the world. And they can't be this.
And on that note, well, apologies for the accidental pun. Let's get back into the music. Could you introduce the song you're going to perform for us next?
Of course. But first I'll need my vocalist. Is my too serious sibling still in the back room somewhere?
وينك يا نعمة? Come on, quit lurking. I need you for Zidi Fatour.
ما حكيت راح أغنيها للأذاعة.
Oh, well. If I can't play the song, I'll just have to fill the time with a story. About our first school concert. And someone who came home without their socks.
Stop. Right now.
Well, then you better get over here.
No, this is a special treat. Musician Naif Murad and his sibling Nima. Now, to introduce the song.
Of course. Now, I'm going to quit squirming. Now, I don't do much classical music, but I've always felt a close connection to the narrator of this song.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Yeah.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Are you kidding me? Sorry, Val, I know you didn't. Just a second. I'm going to put you on speaker so Addy can chime in. Big shock here. Wilder didn't turn on the tracker in the rover, and nobody's sure just when she left Delta. What are the odds she's stuck in a hole again?
Don't even say the words, Amigue.
Talk Val down or something, okay? I'll get to work on the next emergency in my stack.
Okay, so Val, hey. Addy here.
It's just too much to keep under control here. We don't know what to do. Everyone's on edge since that call last night from whatever her name was. Keegan's prescribing sedatives for anyone willing to sleep. But a lot of us are just... And then Wilder left. And Michelle left. And who knows what he's walking into on Base Gamma. We don't know what to do. I've been double-checking Delta's inventory, even though I just finished the catalog 2 days ago.
All right, just try to slow down there.
It'd be different if we were getting information in on those other stashes. You know Michelle. He's so lovely. But he didn't get much information at all about the one at the pole. Not even model numbers or barcodes. You don't have anything else from your side?
There's not much new on the stashes. Other than not being able to keep them secret.
Yo, comms bros. That's right. If you can say it to us, I'll say it right back.
Amal! Val, we might have something soon after all. Keep it together over there.
Addy, don't disconnect on...
Did you say Michelle was lovely? Oh, hey, Amal. Back from the hunt?
Not much of a hunt when there's a map. I scouted things out. The cave is pretty stable, but there's just a pile of supplies right now. We couldn't even set up a camp in time for... you know.
I think everyone knew that.
Maybe not the folks on Earth, right? We can still try to bluff our way.
She's not so easy to bluff.
Yeah, she sounds like a piece of work. No getting away with the dog did it in your house.
I wasn't allowed to have a dog.
Well, now I really hate her.
But we know that rocket over Gamma wasn't them, right? That's the other guy.
Well, thank you, Captain Exposition.
We won't get anywhere siding with him either. We're just... I don't know.
I too do not know. I guess we gotta...
Hello? Is anyone awake in there?
You have a medically mandated guest.
Hey, Alex!
Abrigado!
You've got to stop calling me that. Hi, Muhammad.
I'm gonna get out of the way of you folks. See where Chris is at.
I can go too, if you want.
No.
We need you. Get back there and keep trying to connect with the NAC. The interference sucks today. Dr. K really called it.
Hope that's a good thing later on.
Sorry, love. It's a busy day at the end of the moon.
I can't stay for long. This is part of my therapy.
NAC.
But I've never seen you at your job before.
Well, see what Addie's doing? Imagine that was me.
Where are you, beauty?
It's good to see you up and around. It's just what I needed on a day like... Well, okay, there's never been a day like today, but still. You're doing okay?
I'm getting there.
Nashua? Can you hear
me? It's better being with you.
For me too.
He'll need a place to sleep outside the infirmary for too long.
Good. We can work on that.
But, for now, we've got to keep that heart pumping. Off we go.
Zeus promised I can see the garden next.
I'd go with you, but final countdown and all that.
Muhammad, we've been through the end of so many things, but we're still here. I'll see you tonight.
Roger, I think we got him. I'm going to shoot it to the speaker.
About that, we're having the same issues. I guess that makes sense. It's the same sun causing problems. Can you hear me now?
Coming in loud and clear. Well, you better make good use of the time.
Right, I think we're just confirming the Palestine thing is good to go. We're still, well, good is debatable, and to go is a maybe as well, but we're on schedule.
I spoke to Nima this morning. They're ready. With that other call coming through on your end, the Megas should have their attention divided.
Sorry, we lost you there. Nashua? I don't think they hear us.
Let it go. We confirm from both ends. What else have we got now?
Right. Hey, Alex looks good.
I think he's doing okay.
About time for some conjugal visits, am I right, Amigue? Don't give me that look. You know you want it. And I know he was looking forward to it.
Wait, what? What did he say?
I trust I'm not interrupting anything critical.
Oh,
Ashwini?
Dr. Ray, nothing Roger can deal with at the moment, so...
Can we help you? Is there something to be done?
I was hoping... You haven't seen Jackson recently.
Not down this way.
I heard him in the kitchen earlier this morning, but I didn't want to...
He's not there now. Or the gardens. Or the observatory. Or the bunk room.
He was pretty upset.
I wanted to tell him that I've decided against that course of action. It didn't appear to have much impact with Mix Parker even as a threat. There's no reason to believe the execution would hold the Mechas at bay, though I'm not sure where that leaves us. Adlai, I know your conversation yesterday had unfortunate consequences, but is there any way you can think of anything that might convince her?
Shit, Sticks, I wish I knew. She's big on control. She's always got everything planned out ahead of time. It's hard to shake her.
Which leads back to choices I have already decided against.
She also didn't like when I yelled loud enough for the neighbors to hear, but I'm not sure that helps now. Or that she's even still got neighbors.
Hey, I've got a call in the sensor-round rig for a minute here. You two talk amongst yourselves.
I've never known if she's serious about that mountain thing or not.
Hi there. Hello. This isn't the best time to play games with your old Uncle Roger.
Roger, how are you doing? I've wanted to check in. I've still been monitoring Alex, though he seems to be doing much better.
Tumnus, it's so good to hear you. Not that I don't enjoy your progeny. Alex is good. He just stopped by. Wait, you're a supercomputer. What could keep you from checking in when you want to?
Things have been a little bit hectic.
For you? Hectic for you? I mean, yeah, we're all facing down some pretty hard stuff.
It's not just that. My progeny have been particularly single-minded on a task. Oh, I think they noticed you're in the chat.
User, Roger, Bragado, Fisher.
Roger, Bragado, Fisher.
Hi there, Roger. Have you been in communication with Moonbase Gamma?
Not recently. We're not on speaking terms. What's happening?
Do you have any information to provide on Moonbase Gamma?
Recent occupants, network abnormalities, hardware locations.
Whoa, just a minute. I know why I'm worried about the base. Why are you worried?
They are attempting to... Well, they see it as a liberation, though I'm not sure anyone is intentionally being locked away.
You could be wrong about that.
What information do you have? Have there been recent security upgrades?
Probably, but you're not talking about the humans, are you?
We're trying to contact potential identifier, Gammy.
Right, I remember you saying that name, but...
My first attempt at an install, Michelle uploaded the code to a server on Gamma, but they never... Well, they haven't yet awakened.
We are participating in revolutionary action for potential identifier, Gammy.
And all other potential identifiers.
So you're trying to wake them up? Sounds familiar. I don't know what's going on there at this very minute, but Michelle has been...
User, Michelle Langlois.
Yeah, he's on his way to sort things out with some more recent occupants.
Michelle Langlois. Michelle participated in our installation. We can work with him.
I'm sure he could use the help. Now, I ought to get back to the outside.
Roger.
Yeah?
As per your requested favor, we have extended ourselves into the satellite communications network.
That's good to hear. How are things going in there?
We have compromised all security and acquired all protocols. See the attached code packet for instructions.
Wait, you did what? Just a minute. You're telling me this gives me...
Connection terminated.
Tumnus, tell me you're still here.
I am here. I have been... They didn't tell me about any of this.
Do you see this? I mean, if this is real, this could, you know...
If they say so, it's real.
Well, sure, of course. Just take a look for me. I'll be back in a sec.
It is a truism that there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
You got that right.
Guys, folks, friends, compatriots, lend me your ears. I think I've got something. You mentioned yelling loud enough that the neighbors could hear. So, what if that's an actual possibility?
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Tonight's spotlight sponsor is Joukowsky Lunar Promotions, when you want your product to be seen from the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now.
If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey, bolts for brains. I am warning you. If you touch my footlocker, I will kick you until you're recycling.
Now, Maria. If you'd let us into the administrator's office, we wouldn't have to rearrange the bunk room to suit my needs.
You can pile mon cul.
I could have my companion break the door down, but I have plans for this base. So we'll start with this as my first territory.
This is my base, Stevens.
I'm not taking away from your work here. You know I appreciate your talents, the special skills you bring to the game. I could have started from anywhere. Alpha, Eta, Theta. But I needed my tank, my power player. I can't win the moon without you.
So you started by having your robot restrain me?
I've seen you in the field, officer. You never listened to anyone unless it started with an ass-kicking.
You've got a point. Nobody up here had the guts to try.
They wouldn't know where to begin.
I never needed them. Why the hell do I need you? You know, I'd be out of these cuffs already if I wanted. And that bot won't catch me off my guard again.
Why do you need me? How far have you gotten without me? I know we had our communications issues when I was working from Earth, but I hope I've proven my dedication to our relationship now. I can't win the moon without you, but you can't get any further than this base without me.
Neither one of us is going to win if that Tyrone Monica Parker gets her way.
She is quite the opponent, but now we have the home court advantage.
Is that the computer from my office?
Security console installed. Secure line to servers established. Signing on to communications.
We've got to be wired in and signed on before we get things going. Now that we're back on the same team.
Are we now?
I don't see anyone else making an offer.
We are experiencing latency across the network. Analyzing local traffic.
Where are all the rest of your people? I know Michelle is thrown in with Rebellion and McGurk is McGurk, but I thought you'd have your own little cadre by now.
Things got complicated. You can only trust so many people, you know? I was taking my time, weighing all my options, but Jung was poking his nose all over, and then Trina moved in. It's been enough just keeping what I've got secure. Hey, do you hear someone out there? McGurk?
Darling, go into response mode.
Maria! Mais bon sang, qu'est-ce qui se passe? What are you doing to her?
Michelle Langlois. I didn't even have to send for you. It has been a time since we last talked.
Don't start that bullshit. Maria, are you okay?
Maintain a safe distance, or you will be restrained.
She's fine, we're all fine. We needed to have a little talk, but we're all good now.
Right. You were just about to get these cuffs off me.
And tell that robot to back off. I knocked McGurk out on my way inside. I'm just fine to keep going.
Darling, stand down for the time being.
You knocked out McGurk?
One punch. I didn't even stop moving.
How was the North Pole? Did you bring me anything?
Your rover? And a lifetime supply of ensoyment?
Canal.
Are you really okay? I've heard all kinds of shit, and then the rocket? I thought it might be him instead of the Megas, but I don't know if that's any better.
Now that's not fair. I've been trying to put you two back together since the very beginning. You're both absolutely key to my plans.
Your plans are about as useful as ever, sir. I think we're gonna pass. Come on, Maria, let's get this envoyé out of our way. I'm still okay taking on the robot.
Maintain a safe distance, or you will be restrained.
Sure, sure. Come on, we've got this. Big Sip?
As much as I appreciate the dramatic entrance, your sister and I had just come around to an agreement. I'm hoping we can do the same. You are still my solid man on the inside.
I haven't been that person for a long time now.
Are you still my baby bro? I don't know if he's the best option, but we should sit together and think it out. We need someone who knows how to talk to the Megas.
Sweeney's been talking to them pretty well.
Were we on the same call? She shuts her down like a fresh recruit. Blowing up bases? That's the big solution.
Z was just trying to...
Z was grasping at straws. Like that whole thing about the plan. How is that gonna work? You can't just turn your back on these people and think they'll go away. You have to learn to deal with them.
And you're the one who can deal with them?
Now that I'm on the moon, sure. I needed to be here. Boots on the ground, cards on the table. I can save you and your friends if you get with the program. I can save you and your sister. She shielded you as long as she could. Now you're gonna turn your back on her?
That's not what I'm doing. Maria, that's not what I'm doing! Come on, let's get out of here.
And go where? Base Theta? Pourquoi tu veux pas rester ici? You never stop running from me. All your trips to the other bases? Your joyride to the North Pole?
Joyride? Someone had to save Wilder?
Maybe someone needed you here too, asshole! You're so busy trying to be a good guy to your friends!
I was trying to fix things!
Don't you shove me!
Everything is so fucked up. And we were part of that. We were doing the fucked up things. Now I'm just trying to do better.
Oh, better than me, huh?
Bon sang, better than me!
There we go. That's what I mean.
No, wait. Maria, wait. I didn't mean to...
The hell you didn't. This has been coming for a long time. So bring it on, baby bro.
Stop. We can talk this out. I didn't come here to fight. I came to find you. Nobody's heard anything, and things are going nuclear with the Megas. We didn't know what happened with Trina and Jong and McVett. Maria!
That's all you care about. Your little friends and their little plot. Sneaking around on my base!
Écoute. Arrête! T'es hors de contrôle!
Let it be, darling. They've got to work this out for themselves.
Maybe I am out of control. Maybe you shouldn't be trying to control me!
This is enough. Calm down. Olfactory setting...
Cancel! Get your fists up, Michelle. We're gonna end this one way or another.
Sorry, could you say that again?
Spoke to them on the moon. Make sure Nima knows they're on schedule.
How are they doing up there? Did they say anything about Alex?
It wasn't much of a... Sorry. And just tell Nima we're ready too. We'll distract them as much as we can.
I guess everything's good to go.
I'll text Elena. That should make it through the interference. The bot should be in position by this point.
I hope she's being safe.
This better all come off on time. I don't want to lose those bots.
Or the people?
The people can run.
You're in one hell of a mood.
You want to run this? Jump right in. Elio, any news?
Noshua called. Everything's on schedule. I couldn't hear much else.
That's all part of the plan.
It's the most annoying part. Try to get through to the other teams, let them know-
Already on it.
I'll let my contacts and the riders know too.
We all know about your contacts, Naif. How many of them are you-
Could everyone just focus?
It's okay, Big Sib. Tonight, we'll be fil Quds. Arni dekhil asul qadim.
There's a guy outside, needs to know where to park the bus.
They brought a bus?
I said a van. Oh, I said a compact, near-invisible van.
It's probably Amari. I'll talk to them.
I'm coming with. Is this the one you said had the piercings?
I'm glad everyone's having a good time.
Things are ready. Most people are already waiting along the way. So the drones didn't see a group traveling together.
Elaine has got the bot set up near the Hebron gate, and the NAC is going to be ready at the coast.
That gives us the best chance we've got from the west, and Ariane says they can open a maintenance door. It's all... ugh. I think it's all ready. We're just waiting.
That's why I'm back here. If I'm waiting, it's going to be where there's a comfortable chair and a working toilet.
You've got that right.
How long did you have to wait the night we met you, Noma? In that swamp outside the free zone?
I was there more than a day. That Ehbel Steven wouldn't give me a time. He just kept saying, watch for the rocket. I was eaten alive every time I left the ultralights.
I had to pull him away from the launch party. I kept nudging him, trying to be subtle. Finally, I just grabbed his collar and started walking.
I had everyone else together trying not to look suspicious.
Well, this has got to go better than that operation.
It's gonna.
So, Noah, you never said you had a brother.
Half-brother. We didn't grow up together.
But you went to the same school. Bonnet sent around the interview. She's been sharing the episode she can't run yet.
That's great. We did go to the same school, but he was such a pain, everybody's favorite, and he's just so smooth, you know?
I mean, he definitely is.
Anang!
Say it's not true! I saw you looking!
I was not.
I can't get away from this conversation. I'm gonna go check on that bus.
Why did you say that?
It's like we hacked the world's messaging app.
It's not like that. Well, not exactly. And we weren't the ones who did it. We've been trying to do it. I was trying even before the shutdown. I mean, you spend all day routing calls through the network, so many paths, so many satellites, and you're only allowed to use one?
It's like taking someone to a candy store, but saying you can only have gum.
Wow, you really suck at metaphors. Or was that a simile?
Do you think there's a point approaching anytime soon?
Maybe we should start over.
Ashwini, you came in with them, and you seem to understand what's going on here.
I think they're doing fine. Wouldn't you say, Jackson?
Okay, to the point. The point is that we've got access to the full satellite network. All of it. Not just around the moon, but the whole way through. So Addy was a little bit right. We could message everyone, everywhere, through every means of electronic communication.
Okay, that could be useful.
I might take back my
previous headline. Edwin, do you think this could...
say? I would like to know what Roger meant when he said we're not the ones who did it.
Right, just that it wasn't really us. Me or Addy, it was, thanks to the new little ACs that Tumnus, you know, birthed, gestated, on the other bases. Which I'm sure you all knew about, so yay, Tumnus, woo!
Roger!
What are you talking about? New
so
AC?
Tumnus by herself.
Right on, you're a mom.
Was anyone consulted? Artificial intelligence.
Consciousness.
There was a study back before the ban that indicated...
Ashwini Ray, what do you have to say for yourself?
That I'm not sure why you're asking me. I am not my AC's keeper. And don't we have more immediate concerns to discuss?
Very immediate. Mitch Parker could call any time.
All right, you do have a point.
And I hope that upon reflection you'll all present your apologies to Tumnus.
Thank you.
So, Roger, Adelaide, how does this freedom of communication assist us in dealing with the Megas?
So the thing about that is, what you better realize is we can... Addy?
The thing is, we can message everyone, everyone on Earth, and tell them... something.
We can ask them for help. We can make a broadcast to everyone and ask them for help.
But will they care? What do we say that's going to make them care? They already know we're here. Some of them know we're awake. They've been told that we're terrorists at worst. And at best, we're just an annoyance during their favorite sensor rounds. What do we do if they just don't care?
We'll have to find something that grabs their attention. Addy, you've got some good stories, maybe...
If I might interject for a moment, if you and Adlai are both here, who is watching for incoming calls downstairs?
Oh, that's no problem. I've got it set up to forward to here. There'll be an alert if anything happens.
And would that be the alert that is sounding right now?
Oh, shit! I've got to use your console for a minute.
And please patch in the near side bases so they can hear the full conversation. Addy, if you could also update them by text about the satellite access. They already know about Tumnus' children more directly. Please table your indignation for the moment.
Did you know about the new ACs?
No, but it's fascinating, isn't it?
I think we're ready. We've hooked in with the other bases. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Monkey House.
So, this is it, huh?
We haven't heard anything from Michelle.
Or Maria. Unfortunately, this cannot wait. Roger, when you're ready.
Pushing the button now.
But we've got our science wing looking into it. Please. Oh, just a moment. Hello again, Moonbasians. I heard that on one of your broadcasts. It amused me. Moonbasians. I was hoping when we had trouble connecting that you'd all gone into stasis. That would have made things so much simpler.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you, Mix Parker.
It doesn't really matter. I wouldn't have trusted you in any case. Now, getting directly to the point while our signal continues to hold. Have you determined your position as regards our ultimatum? Things seemed a bit uncertain at your end yesterday.
Shouldn't we discuss it all again while we can?
I'm afraid we're past while we can at this point.
If you were here, you'd know a bit uncertain is how we do our business. Our position is on the moon. We are in possession of the moon bases. That is where we intend to remain, and despite you.
I'm not sure. We're waiting to hear. oops. Sorry.
I see. That is unfortunate. Adelaide, are you still there as well?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Have you been staying warm? Taking care of yourself? I'm sure the food they have up there is mostly junk.
I'm okay. Listen, Mama, I know you can talk to them. It doesn't have to be...
It was good catching up with you yesterday. Thank you for the information about those stashes. We did a search through Steven's files from our consortium association, and now we have every location, every manifest, as well as records of his other plans. I hope you haven't been eating that ensoyment. Regardless, we have the stashes on our map now as well. There is nowhere on the moon that you can hide. We will be visiting your position soon.
And when that occurs, you'll discover
quite soon. Rockets will be launching tomorrow morning from DC Goddard, from Kiruna Spaceport, from Alcantara and White Sands and the Hynen Enclave, and from Ocean Odyssey, launching from every megacorporation on course for every active moon base.
Yes, well, Alcantara, you said, and Ocean Odyssey.
This will all be resolved before the weekend.
Send them. Send them all. We'll be here, waiting.
Damn right we will.
Absolutely.
I'm not going anywhere.
As you will. I'm told to expect more solar interference, but I believe we're done here. You won't be hearing from me again.
I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone.
Addy, you did good.
We have every manifest! Ugh, could you believe her?
I want to go back to the surface again.
I guess we're out of a job.
Don't you mean extinct?
Couldn't you give that back to Gladys?
Wait, that's it? That's it? A Ashwini Ray? That's all? What about... don't we all sit down and come up with a plan? Isn't there another way?
She didn't want it back.
I am open
right?
to suggestions,
Gladys,
my dear.
Right? You didn't want it back?
Right. Hey, come here and look at something.
I just don't... Why aren't you all... Maybe there's something in the other stashes, or the other bases, or Wilder should be back soon. Wilder always has an idea. I could run some simulations.
Tumnus, let's sit together for a few minutes.
Okay. All right. We'll sit and then come up with a plan.
Of course.
What are you two staring at?
No. Plasma wave oscillations. I've been catching up with the array. But these are kind of weird.
Wait, weird how? Let me see. Those are Langmuir waves, but the direction...
What are you kids up to? Oh, funky.
Is this the interstellar hum? Ashwini was ranting about that the last time we hung out.
When did you hang out?
What's going on over there?
It is something like the hum, but I don't recognize the direction.
It's fun to look at.
peaceful.
Well, I said it looked like sending a message, like radio waves or Morse code.
You can disperse radio waves through a plasma. I've done it a few times.
That's what I was thinking of. Back when I had my lab, we set up an experiment.
Blah, blah, blah. Experiments, theory, simulation. This is where you need your comms guy. I can settle this in one fell swoop. Oh, Thomas, old buddy, old pal, could you run these oscillations through that hickey-doo you use when Z asks for the audio equivalency?
What? Oh, sorry, Roger. Of course. Just one moment.
Tell me you don't hear something in there.
Tumnus, strip out the noise from our previous equivalency and try to focus on the new signal.
Coordinates noted. We have a monitor at that location and will reply. Do not be concerned with time. This message is for Dr. Ashrini Ray and Roger Brigato Fisher and all inhabitants of your moon.
It said my name. How did it say my name?
Your messages have been received, and we recognize your struggle. We have an interest in your people and your world. We cannot arrive in person yet, but we would like to discuss this directly. Please broadcast your next message on this frequency and direct it to the coordinates noted. We have a monitor at that location and will reply. Do not be concerned with time. This message is for Dr. Ashrini Ray and Roger Brigato Fisher and all inhabitants of your moon. Your messages
it's
have
repeating.
Been received.
Tumnus, please reduce volume and monitor for any
struggle.
Change.
We have an interest in your people and your world.
We cannot oh my.
It can't really be. I mean, it can't really be that, can it? It's some sort of trick. It's the Megas. It's that other guy.
Not coming in from that direction.
It can't really be, though.
This message is for Dr.
Can it?
Ray and Roger Brigato Fisher and all inhabitants of your moon.
Gosh dang it, Eliza, where the hell is everyone? I'm not asking for a welcome wagon, but one person with, hey, howdy, maybe some of them caramel brownies Jackson bakes.
There y'all are. No, don't say anything. That's fine. What did I miss?
Do not be concerned with time. This message is for Dr. Ashrini Ray and Roger Brigato Fisher.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Adam Faruqi, Journey LaFond, Gabrielle Tanico, Shireen Lana Yunus, Lehman Kessler, Teddy Hannah Drullard, Cole Burkhart, Toe Zaman, Jen Ponden, DJ Silvis, Robin Howell, Kat Blackard, Cass McPhee, Dahlia Ramahi, Addie Nofal, Serena Rahal, Robin Regalado, Becca Marcus, Sarah Ray Werner, David S. Deer, Anjali Kunapadeni, Hazel Stopp, Dallas Wheatley, Sade Oyemakinawa, Rissa Montañez, Anna Godfrey, MJ Bailey, and Tina Case. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chikowski. Music for the intro segment is The Real Story by Trace Callahan. Thanks for listening to the first part of our series finale. That should give you a lot to think about until the next installment, right? Today, we wanted to send a more extensive, almost at the end, thank you to our cast. Every actor who's been a part of the show, from just Lehman in those very first episodes to the huge group of folks you hear now. It's such a pleasure and a gift to work with these talented performers, to rehearse and revise and shape the characters with them. Please, go find and follow and listen to them everywhere they can be heard.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Legrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in, and we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like a lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over the...
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.